Blog Talk Radio.
I won't
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day one of those young sisters got beside her sister. And she told that old sister, "Sister, you're in so much pain. Why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, and she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes. I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
the end turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when times in life get hard, that's when you wanna fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
Before I take it back, I'll add more stuff.
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image"? That day, yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes, with no fear. I can hear them say,
our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On this fantastic Friday, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Pencil. His topic for today is breaking through barriers. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is that you are doing to find yourselves that quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you, Sister Danielle, for your introduction. Good morning to you and your family. Good morning, everyone on our call here on October the 21st, 2022. Happy Friday to you and your family. Thanks for listening this morning. Our topic is breaking through barriers, and I was thinking through just a barrier and what a barrier could be. Sometimes barriers are good. Sometimes barriers are not so good. You know, if you're navigating a boat and you've got those docks or gutters or barriers on each side that kind of bounce you back and forth and kind of keep you going through the channel, you know, depending on what's on the other side of that channel, that could be a good barrier. If you were navigating that boat from maybe one side of Niagara Falls to the other, you might wish you had a couple of barriers on the side so you don't go over the edge, right? So barriers can be good and barriers can be bad. So they're there to protect us sometimes, and they're there to not protect us because we have our own free will, right? But that should cause us to make better decisions and to think ahead a little bit more. Today I'd like to look at 1 Corinthians 15:2. We'll start out with that verse, and it says, By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain. So who decides whether we've lived in vain or not? Sometimes we get up every day and we're going through the motions of life just because it's the way we've always approached the day. It could start with the news, a cup of coffee, a walk outside. Everything we do shapes our thoughts for the day and about the day. And if you start out with a negative, or you take in and consume and let the negativity seep into your brain, and you repeat it to yourself over and over and over in conversation, whether at work, church, a grocery store, then this is probably the day you're going to have. So if you start out the opposite way on a positive, your day is probably going to have a positive end to it. Now, sometimes people get into what we used to call back in the old days a bad way. People would say that someone's in a bad way when they're continuously upset about something and their attitude showed it, of course. Nobody gets stuck in a quote-unquote bad way unless they decide that that's where they want to be. People only change when the pain is so great or the seat of life is so uncomfortable that they're forced to change. So how does Jesus expect us to conduct ourselves on earth? Well, you don't carry around yesterday's problems for today's challenges, and you don't carry around the challenges of today into the middle of next week. Working on our minds, everyone, is the hardest thing we'll ever have to do, but you first have to tap into who you are with an honest evaluation. What are some things you should look at? A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, heart, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and run into mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Those are all in Proverbs 6:16-19. But then there's some advice given to us how to break through barriers, how to conduct ourselves. In Proverbs 6:20 says, My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. And verse 21 tells us, bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall walk with thee. So what if you were a person that took the seven things the Lord hates and binded them continually upon thine heart and tied them around your neck? Wherever thou goest, these thoughts shall lead thee, these seven things. And when thou sleepest, these thoughts shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, these thoughts and actions shall walk with thee. There are some contributing factors outside of us that cause us to be this way. There's also some determining factors, which are inside, that cause us to be this way. We tell ourselves these stories about ourselves that influence the way we show up in the world. So we don't just reckon with the things that we cause, that cause us to do the seven things the Lord hates. In our minds, through our experiences, whether they're internal or external, we tell ourselves stories that we believe in. So what's that quote? Every top has to sit on its own bottom. And we have to take responsibility for our actions or our lack thereof. So there has to be something inside of you and me that regulates or checks. When you are me or you are me, we're out there navigating this life, there has to be some checks and balances. So what is it for you? What's your internal check and balance system? Many of us cast a check called free will when we were born. However, you ended up at the Church of Christ, whether it was your parents, grandparents, step-parents, brother, sister, or someone that cared about you, that introduced you to the church or told you about the Church of Christ, and you decided to follow Jesus. So, my friends, there's no turning back, and this should be our attitude every day. If we're going to follow someone that's leading us through the woods, and this guide told you that you needed to pack a heavy jacket, wear boots, bring some gloves, bring some food, and an extra pair of clothes, I'm guessing that we would do exactly what the guide tells us to do. We would follow the path and not stray away from others. This is where the danger lies. But how do you know for sure that one of the members in the group is not the one that's leading you astray? Maybe just one individual is the one person in the group that could push you over the cliff. Or maybe this person says, you know, I'm tired. You guys just go ahead and I'll catch up with you. I kind of know the path and, you know, just go ahead. I'll catch up with you. So let me ask you, are you going to wait behind with this person? Or would you go ahead with the others? Remember the story of the Good Samaritan. What will happen to him? Or the question is, what will happen to us, right? You also remember in John 8:44 where it says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. 1 Peter 5:8 also tells us, while we're thinking about that story, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So as we think about that story, a thought you had may be, you mean to tell me that if I stay behind with a person that needs help, they're tired and they feel that they can't continue on with the group, this individual could be the devil? Absolutely. You mean that there's also the possibility that this is not the devil, so I could become the Good Samaritan? Absolutely. Is there also the possibility that I could be the devil in this scenario? Well, absolutely. The devil can make you so comfortable being like him that you don't even know, think, or feel that you're the devil. So don't be fooled. So knowing this, how do we practice making better decisions when options are good and when options are bad? How do we practice being more mindful, more watchful, more humble, and becoming better at making high-quality, successful decisions? Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us, you trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And we have a couple other verses before we close out. Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. And lastly, Proverbs 19:20 says, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. There was an article I was going to read, but for the lack of time, it just says, it was dated July 24, 2012, by Amy Groth, and it's an article, and I heard this statement before, and I was trying to figure out who said it over time. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. There was a motivational speaker named Jim Rohn. He said that, but basically, it relates to the law of averages, which is the theory that the result of any given situation will be the average of all the outcomes. When it comes to relationships, we're greatly influenced, whether we like it or not, by those closest to us. It affects our thinking, our self-esteem, and our decisions. Of course, everyone is their own person, but research has shown that we're more affected by our environment than we think. So if you want to break through new barriers, you have to get closer to Jesus. And my plea and my charge today is that do everything in your power to do just that. So would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Father, happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to us. Thanks for waking us up this morning. Thanks for allowing us to open our eyes and breathe and take on this day. This should be a great day ahead, depending on our frame of mind and how many barriers we're placing on ourselves that we need to remove. Clear our minds, Lord. Let us be the people that we study about in the Bible, that we learn about. Let us be the people you want us to be and not be so selfish and into ourselves. This is a short time we spend on this earth. It's gone before we know it, Lord. Help those that are suffering from a health perspective. Help us study more about your word to be better Christians, so non-Christians can see the examples that they need to be. Sometimes that's the challenge they have, is they don't see you in us. We have to look at ourselves and become the better people that you want us to be. We pray for the people traveling on the highways and byways and people with some of the financial challenges they have. And Brother Harrison's wife, thank you for her life on earth, and thank you for all the lives that they've impacted. Thank you for all of our ministers on the call and the lives that they're impacting over time. Thank you for our listeners, and you know what's on their hearts and minds this morning. We pray for them and their families as well, and thank you for Sister Danielle for leading the charge to get our services started. Lord, be with us as you guide us through this day and this weekend. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.